Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC, Enchanted Hills Camp, very own and first podcast recorded right here in the podcast room in the Kiva at Enchanted Hills Camp. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show. Okay, so now. And for the first time ever at Enchanted Hills Camp on Everything EHC, we are going to review a film. A film that we watched last night during the adults session with audio description, and it was Sully. Now, with that being said, I have two guests in here that are going to help me review this film real quick. Please introduce yourselves.
My name is Lori, and I'm from Crescent City, way up north.
And I'm Holly Clark from Scotts Valley, California, near Santa Cruz.
Excellent, ladies. Thank you for joining me. I know you were a little skeptical on coming in here, and I kind of talked you into it a little bit, but that's okay, because now I'm going to ask some quality questions about Sully, the film Sully, starring Tom Hanks, directed by Clint Eastwood. So we're going to start with Lori. Tell me, please, how did you feel about the film overall?
What I got most from it was the compassion that this airline pilot Sully had, not only for, it was for all the people in the plane as well as his co-workers, and his main concern was them. He didn't care about anything else, that he was wanting them to get to safety.
That's it.
And even afterwards, that was his main concern, was the people.
Unselfish attitude. Holly, how did you feel about the film?
I felt much the same way. His quality of compassion came out very strongly, and he wanted to hear that number that everyone was accounted for, and it was pretty powerful.
Powerful
very,
stuff.
Very and powerful true story.
Yes, exactly, and it was very clear that it was based on the book written by Sully and another co-writer, and Clint Eastwood definitely really tried hard to get the spirit of what happened and what happened, particularly how Sully was feeling. What did you think about the audio description, Lori? How did you feel about that?
I loved it. I compared it. I've only had audio description maybe about 3 times, and this one, he captured not only their expressions, but the way they walked, the way they talked, how they held themselves.
Yes.
And that helped a lot to visualize all the characters that were in the movie.
Absolutely. Same feeling?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Same feeling on that. And the sound effects, I thought, were just so well done. And what I liked about the audio description, and this was, I believe, the 3rd movie I've seen that way. Second time I've seen Sully with audio description.
Oh, so this was the second time you've
seen
it.
Second time. Okay. And so even more powerful of an experience for me the second time around. The first time was when I was up at Lighthouse in San Francisco, and they took us out to a movie, Kathy.
And they provide audio description
theaters
for people who don't know that.
And that was my first time. And so it was very, very meaningful. And I got even more out of it this time. So I was thrilled that you offered it. Thank you.
It was my first time seeing it. It was my first time seeing it with audio description, obviously. There were some parts where there was quiet and things were happening and they didn't audio describe it. And I think it might come from sometimes of maybe worrying about over describing things. And some of the stuff may not have been super important per se. That's my little bit of negative. And I noticed that has happened. There's like a fine line of saying too much and not enough. And I felt like they could have just filled in the gaps a little bit. But audio described movies always give me the right names for the right characters. Something that I get lost in when there's a lot of characterization are who's who, what's going on. Audio description uses the characters by their name. They give you a really good idea of what's happening with those characters, like you said, the way they walk, the facial expressions, the tearing up of eyes, and all of these really expressions, adjectives, is that what they are? Expressive words, descriptive words, yeah. And they don't use the same ones, which is really hard to do. For someone who's written a little bit of audio description, it's really challenging to say the same things without saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now this is the part where we're going to do some spoiler talk. So if you haven't seen Sully and you don't want to know about specific parts of the film, we're just going to talk really quickly about maybe a favorite part or a specific scene or anything in the film specific that stood out to you. Lori, do you have anything?
Yeah, my favorite part was when they told him that 155, they gave him the number that he was looking for, and he just, that was all he wanted. He wanted to make sure that 155 was the number, and when they gave that to him, then he was good. That was all.
He was ready to deal with whatever he needed to deal with at that point, because he knew that everybody was fine. Do you have a favorite part or something specific that stands out as a good film?
I really liked how he so solidly made a well-educated and informed decision that he was going to go down. He had to go down in the river. And he was calm about it. It was the only choice he felt he had, and he stuck by it, and he knew he had done right. I really was taken by when he was in the airplane, when it was filling with water, passengers had been evacuated. He was the last one on board, and he was standing, I believe, on the seats, and the water was rising. And he was checking every single nook and cranny to make sure that everyone had been
and
safely
people
evacuated.
Hollering from him from the back of the plane, get out of there.
Exactly.
And he was still determined to find those people.
Yes.
It was very, very good.
And he would have gone down with the plane if need be, and that was very clear to me. And it was so well described. I really appreciated it.
In perfect captain form, you go down with your vessel.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. As someone who could visualize and see what was going on, my favorite part was actually very visual in the fact that he's standing on this ferry looking back at all of the mayhem in the water, all the ferries and people getting off and this plane sinking quickly into the water. Very powerful. And it made me think, all of these people in the city, that when it happened, saw it. Do you know what I'm saying? They saw this. So they did the filming in the Hudson River. So then they're recreating this in the Hudson River for this film. Do you think all of these people in the city were seeing the same thing? Do you get what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Like a recreation of this miracle of something that happened. And now they're all out there with film cameras. And I was like, what if you were a work person in the building and you were like, oh, look, they're recreating the miracle on the Hudson. It's quite a concept, because it's almost on the brink of a documentary. Tom Hanks acting so good like Sully and recreating that character so well. And then all of the cinematography to be able to recreate that scene was probably as big a scene as it was when it landed on the river itself. So these are the things that I spend my time thinking about after I watch a film. Thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything else you want to say to the world before we go about EHC, your experience, anything here for podcast? What did I say? Number 19. This is 19. You guys got anything? Oh, they're thinking
we'll
about
be
it.
Back.
Oh, they're coming back.
We love it here. And I just had another thought about audio description movies. We had one that we tried at home, and I have a bunch of teenage grandkids, and they really wanted me to be able to see the movie with them, and so I think we Netflixed it, and they got it on audio description, and they chose to have that on. That's how they would prefer now to watch movies, if possible, because they'd seen the movie 1,000 times, and they said it gave a whole new layer of information and enjoyment to them. So I guess I share that so people like myself, who are visually impaired, won't feel timid about it being and in consideration to other people.
Put it on. Netflix is a perfect vessel for that, because now all of Netflix original shows and films are all audio described. It's all part of the process. Netflix is huge for audio description. And now you can even choose movies and shows based on the audio description, like subject, you know, like sci-fi, horror, comedy, and audio description. It's right there for us to be able to enjoy all of these wonderful things. Thank you for sharing that, because I recently have been doing that to experience, get used to the closing my eyes, falling asleep to the audio description and visualizing what is happening. It does help. It's a great, great thing for all of us. And it's the law now, by the way. So they have to do it. Anything else? That was great. You guys did great. How do you feel about that?
Well, we love EHC. Thanks.
Well, thank you for stepping outside your comfort zone at EHC, which is what we're all about. And believe it or not, that was 11 minutes long. That went pretty good. Thank you, ladies. You're listening to Everything EHC. My name is Maceo. I'm your host. Maceo.net is where you're listening to this. Maceo.net. Everybody have a great day, night, morning, afternoon, whatever you're doing. And remember, we got more on the way. So keep on listening to Everything EHC, Enchanted Hills Camp very own podcast. We'll see you next time.